This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, another win for California churches seeking to reopen. That story right after this short message.
Our nation needs highly skilled teachers, now more than ever. So at Liberty University, we're making world-class teacher training as accessible and affordable as possible. Become a licensed teacher in one of the nation's only 100% online Bachelor of Education programs for as low as $182 per credit hour. Our transfer-friendly program covers the cost of your learning materials and prepares you to thrive, both inside the classroom and out. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
As churches continue to fight for their First Amendment rights against the overreach of state and local governments, there are fights being won on the legal battlefield. On Friday, February 26th, the United States Supreme Court ruled in favor of a group of Northern California churches, and they told Santa Clara County that it cannot enforce its ban on indoor religious worship services due to regulations issued by public health officials. The case of Gateway City Church versus Governor Newsom was filed by a group of churches that were challenging the county's restrictions. The Supreme Court actually chastised the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals for failing to follow their own ruling that decided a previous case, South Bay United Pentecostal Church versus Newsom, which allowed Southern California churches to resume indoor worship services. The United States Supreme Court decided 6-3 that the court cannot enforce a total ban on worship services. They ruled that there could be a limit set at 25% of the building's capacity. Justices Kagan, Breyer, and Sotomayor all dissented. The day before the court ruling was handed down, Santa Clara County told the court that because the COVID-19 rates were continuing to fall, it would allow indoor worship services to take place, again, with limits. And that could have taken effect on Wednesday, March 3rd. But the Supreme Court did not wait to see if the county would follow through with their statement. On Friday night, the justices granted the church's request to stop the restrictions on hold while their appeals continue. Matt Staver, Liberty Counsel's founder and chairman, said that this is another great victory for California against the governor's draconian orders. However, the United States Supreme Court has already issued the constitutional roadmap, and Governor Gavin Newsom's total ban on worship has come to an end. Yet the lower courts continue to ignore this. Liberty Counsel will continue to press this case until religious freedom is totally restored. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.